We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, we're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We are continuing to rank Penn State's 2018 recruiting class. I'm Dustin Hawkins, but these are my rankings. Greg Pickle is here with me to chime in. If you listen to the end of the last segment, you heard some really good insight at the end when Greg just said, yeah. I gave him about 5 seconds before we had to cut off, and all we had time was for one word. So, as promised in the last segment, and again, you can get these at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Listen to the other segments. That's probably my best advice for you. We're going 23 through 1. We've already gotten through all the way up through, what, 7? Yeah, we got through 7, I believe, in the previous class. So we'll at 23, Jake Pinniger, the kicker. He's a kicker. He goes 23rd. No disrespect to him. Bryce Effner at 22. Charlie Catcher at 21. Trent Gordon, the cornerback, at 20. Isaiah Humphreys, safety, at 19. Daniel George, wide receiver, at 18. Judge Culpepper, defensive tackle, at 17. Aeneas Hawkins at 16, also defensive tackle. Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, at 15. Greg thinks he can play as a true freshman. We will see. Nick Tarburton, the linebacker, at 14. Jordan Miner, cornerback, 13. Number 12 is Juice Scruggs, offensive lineman, probably a guard or a center type. Number 11, Jahan Dotson, a wide receiver from Nazareth High School, who flipped to Penn State late in the process. Number 10, Will Levis, the quarterback from Connecticut. Number 9, Jesse Lucada, linebacker from Erie. Number 8, Zach Koontz, tight end from Camp Hill. Number 7, Jason Oway, defensive end from Blair Academy in New Jersey. Electric athlete. Still some development to do. Nana Asidu, same deal. Really good athlete, offensive tackle. 6'6 in that 280-pound range. And Greg, offensive tackles are going to be, I think, a signature in this class. We'll touch on another one in a second. First, at number 5, I've got Ricky Slade. Ross Tucker, who did these rankings before, who I'm kind of comparing and contrasting mine with his along the way, had Slade at number 8, had some concerns about his size, which are fair. Ricky Slade is in the 5'9", I think 185 pounds as a high school player. The height part of it is not a huge concern. What you want to see, obviously, is for Ricky Slade to be 205 pounds instead of 185 pounds. If he does that, then I don't care about 5'9". You know, I think a lot of guys can get the job done in college at 5'9". What you're really looking for is a frame that can hold up, and really that's the question about whether Slade can be a electric complement to somebody who does more of the heavy lifting, or if he can be the guy who does the heavy lifting. What he can do, speed and versatility. I think quickness is better than the word speed, but quickness, versatility as a receiver too. And that's the thing I want to see the most right away as a freshman, is can he find a role with that skill set right away that could be as a receiving complement to Miles Sanders and those guys, or it could be on returns, whatever. How does Penn State use that in year one? The thing that jumped off the page, Greg, and he is not Saquon Barkley, because he's not going to be that every down, do it all type, not right away anyway. He can stop and start as well as Barkley can. And at the end of the day, that is a special skill to have, and that stands out to me. That's why I've got him at 5, a couple spots higher than Ross.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Ricky Slade fan. I can't really add much more to what you just said, because I think you nailed all the talking points with this guy. He's a little bit smaller than some of the other backs that Penn State has recruited, but that doesn't mean he's not going to make an impact. And in fact, he could be a guy that makes an impact from day one. So keep an eye out for him to potentially come in June and earn playing time by the time September and Appalachian State rolls around. You don't get 5-star running backs to sit him on the bench, so I would honestly be a little bit disappointed if he redshirted this year, unless, of course, there was an injury or something else at play that forced Penn State's hand on that matter.
For just skill set alone, he is probably maybe second to Miles Sanders in skill set. Penn State's got a bunch of bodies, and I think they're trying to tout a guy like Jonathan Thomas. Journey Brown has, you know, just high-end speed like nobody else. But is he better than Ricky Slade? And when Ricky Slade arrives in June, I think we'll know the answer to that question. I think it's probably going to be Slade.
Yeah.
So we'll see. At number 5, number 4, I have Rashid Walker, the offensive tackle. Ross has him at number one, I think, because he's got an offensive line bias. Rashid Walker can be really, really good. And I think the thing that makes him special is that he can be really, really good really, really early in his career because he's a legitimate 6'5", 6'6", 290, 300-pound type. He's what you're looking for in an offensive tackle. He contrasts with Nana Asidu because he's got Ross says he's meaner. That's fair. He's also bigger right now, more college ready right now with his body. He can be a left tackle. He can be that kind of hold down, anchor the line type there. Will Fries is currently there as what, a redshirt sophomore in 2018, right, Greg?
Yep.
So I don't think 2018 will be the year for Walker, but he can force the issue. And I think he forces the issue for 2019. He's a guy, in my opinion, Greg, he can be and should be your left tackle for at least a year or two. But if he's your right tackle, your program's doing something right.
No question about it. I mean, if you can get that guy into that sort of spot where – I mean, look, if he's your future left tackle – You're doing something really well too. But yeah, if you can get him over on the right side and you have someone better than him on the left side, then boy, oh boy, you're going to have a very happy quarterback and you should have very low sack totals. And look, I think the one thing, well, there's two things that Penn State's been missing. Well, many, there's a lot of reasons that Penn State's been within a couple of points of maybe making the college football playoff a few times now, or a couple times now. And it's that, to me, you obviously have had some weaknesses along the offensive line and you just haven't had a pass rusher that has been able to sort of turn the table and make it happen. And I think Penn State has that in these class with a couple of guys. And when you look at the offensive line, the tackle situation, it'd be disappointing if it's not figured out within, I'd say, 2 years. I think that they've recruited well enough that some of these guys have to start matching up to their ranking and be the high impact offensive line starters that they were recruited to be.
I think that Penn State has not gotten one prospect like on the level of Rashid Walker and Nana Asidu. And then they turn around in this class and they get two of them. They've had more success prior to Will Fries emerging there with guys who are swing players who are going to hold the line at tackle, not necessarily thrive, necessarily be future NFL guys at tackle. Ryan Bates would be one example there. Now they get two of them coming at the same time. And it's a chance to take Penn State's offensive line to the next level. Speaking of taking a line to the next level, P.J. Mustipher, I've got him at number three. He's a defensive tackle from McDonough School in Maryland. Four-star, top 100 player in the country, I believe. I don't know the specifics there, but Ross has him at number six. I've got him at number three. I just love the combination here, Greg. And the combination, I think, also includes need on Penn State's behalf. That's not the number one defining factor in why I have a bright outlook on P.J. Mustipher, but his combination of size at 6'4", 290.
Say 600, man, we'd have a real problem on our hands.
600 pounds. You only need one defensive tackle then. But his size at 6'4", 290-ish is college ready right now. But his strength and his just inherent ability to know how to use leverage at those spots make him a little bit out of the norm as far as maturity on the field versus some other guys. He just knows what he's doing, and his hands too. Hands and leverage both come from he's a champion wrestler, a two-time state champion in Maryland, and those skills lend themselves to a high ceiling, but also to a guy who I can see defying the odds and arriving in June and competing for playing time right away. That depth chart is wide open. Sure, the same reason that Yitor Gross Matos blew them away when he arrived last June, Mustipher could do the same thing. I like him a lot. I don't know. I think it's 50-50 whether he plays as a freshman, but 2019 and beyond, look out.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that, man, you just love guys that are wrestlers and success. I mean, they can wrestle and not be successful, but the successful ones tend to be better on the football field for obvious reasons. So this is a guy that blew through really, really good competition no matter where he went. There was a pretty prestigious tournament somewhere in the Midwest that he went to.
And, yeah, it was in Cleveland, Ohio. I think it was Ironman.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah,
he was a finalist there.
Right. So I mean, he's not just wrestling a bunch of nobodies. He's wrestling some of the best talent there is out there, and could quite honestly probably wrestle in college if he wanted to, but he makes a far better defensive tackle prospect. He's a guy that should eventually hear his name called in the NFL draft one day. And for Penn State, like you said, I don't know if they get him. I don't know if they get him off and running this year, but certainly it looks like the time will come when he is a starter and an impact player, even if it's a year from now.
If anybody can make the case, I think it's him, because you don't traditionally see defensive tackles. You haven't seen it at Penn State, but there are special ones who you can't keep off the field. He's got a shot to be one of those. At number two, I got Justin Shorter. Ross also has him number two in his ranking.
6'4". Pretty far limb to go out on there.
Yeah, I know. It's a bold choice. 6'4", 215. So the size is tremendous, but the size is not even the number one thing here, Greg. I think his ability to get deep is going to be really interesting, because it's not something that I think is a strength of the current crop of wide receivers. He's got the ability to get deep. The first thing that stood out to me when he first committed to Penn State, Greg, was his hands, though, and his ability to use his hands to keep his momentum and get up the field. So he made yards after the catch by not having to body catch passes. So, the same way Juwan Johnson did a lot of good work with just his hands, has strong hands, that's Justin Shorter too. But I think what's special about him, those long strides, that whatever he ran, the 4.5-ish 40,
yeah,
at that height, at that weight, he's got this special kind of knack of releasing off the line with a variety of moves and get down the field. And that could make him really special. Attitude is off the charts too. It's just a question of whether he plays the field in 2018, which I think he will, or if he's going to be forced to wait.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do with a guy with that kind of talent? I know you have good receivers, and maybe he's too similar to Juwan Johnson to put him out on the field, but man, I don't know, Dustin. I'm not sitting that guy. I'm sorry.
He's going to make the case.
Yeah.
He's going to make the case to do it.
Put him out there. I don't care if he doesn't get as many snaps as you would like a typical redshirt guy to get. He's going to make one or two plays for you that's going to win you a game at some point in the 2018 season.
So I've got Micah Parsons at number one, which, again, not a big
one. How long do we need to talk about this one for?
We got 40 seconds to do it. Ross had him at number three with a couple questions about just how his recruitment went, which is fair. But since he got to Penn State, he seems like to be a model worker, model citizen, model teammate. I can only assume – I'm not going to play amateur psychologist. I'm going to only assume that that's going to translate. Ross had him dinged a little bit because as of when Ross talked about him, he was still a middle linebacker. I love the fact that Penn State ditched that for now and put him on the outside where I think he belongs.
I have nothing else to add to that. We don't have enough time anyway. But, yeah, him at Will and Ellis Brooks inside makes a lot of sense, and he makes plenty of sense and is a no-brainer at the top of your list.
There you go. That's my 1 through 23. You can check that out along with Ross's series. Mine are better than his. By the way, I didn't even mention this. I'm disappointed I didn't. Ross had Saquon Barkley number 4 in the 2015 class. Trust my rankings. You'll be glad you did. Thanks for tuning in this week. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.